Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice returns, show number 56, is it? Wow, 56. It is me, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish T, Dictator, and the Overseer. And, you know, you can also just call me your friend. We are here back once again to bring you the latest on all of the things that are going on in the Madden community, the Madden tournament community, the EAFL, and just a whole host of things that have been going on. Madden 10 is a little over 2 weeks away. 2 weeks this Friday will be 2 weeks for Madden 10, but we got our first taste of Madden 10 last week, and curious to get everybody's feedback on you know, what they thought of it. I've been on the different message boards, and I've read a lot of comments, some good, some not so good. But what are your thoughts on Madden 10? Give us a call, 347-838-9525. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts on Madden 10, whether you got the one-minute demo, the five-minute demo, or whether you're one of the privileged few walking around with a full game. I know of at least one person that I verified has the complete game, and I'm trying to be his best friend. So if you're one of the, whoever you may be, tonight is about you as well. We want to see you calling into the show, or hear you calling into the show, talking about the game and what you thought, you know, about the game. We're going to talk about MLG. We're going to talk about EA Sports. We're going to talk about the EA Sports Challenge, bring you the latest news that we have available on that whole relationship and what's going on. We know there's a lot to be released, so but, you know, we have a few things that we can share with you tonight that we've been made aware of. And so, you know, that's it. Let me bring on my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the self-proclaimed king of the Midwest, now heading east to take on all comers, Cornstar. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Going on, T?
You the man, brother. Just good to be back for another week of Madden. And so let's start with you. Let's just jump right into this. Let's start with you. You know, and as everybody knows, you know, even though he's a co-host of the Madden Voice, Cornstar is his own person. He speaks his mind, and you know, we've got no censor rules on him. He says his own thing. What are your thoughts now, after having the demo for a few days? What are your thoughts on Madden 10?
Well, from what my understanding is, some people complain that the demo's too slow. And from what I've gathered and what from other people, you know, have heard from Ian, that demo speed is actually on slow. Now, with that said, I actually love the game. I think the game is phenomenal. To me, it definitely has a PS2 feel to it. A lot of people are saying, well, I don't know. But the only reason why I think some people say that is because, you know, the game speed is set on slow. Once we get it on normal, once we get it, you know, juiced up, I think people are really going to have a blast with the game. To me, the game plays a lot like PS2 just simply because the PS2 user catch streak is definitely back in the game. The way, in my opinion, in which you look for stuff in the game, you kind of have to have that old school mindset of what to look for, what a good route, you know, stuff of that nature. And the new Pro Pack, which is a, you know, 3-9 man game tackle, I think is phenomenal. I love the momentum in that, you know, if, like, say, Chris Beanie Wells is running forward, like, full speed at, like, a DB, you know, he's going to blow him over. And if there's two little DBs, you know, he might actually be able to push that pile. And so there'll be some other guys coming in also. I think that's great. I can't say anything bad about the game. It's, to me, when the game actually, the actual full game, not the demo, comes out, I don't know how it won't be the best Madden we've ever played. Definitely on next gen. You know, obviously it'll be contentious with some PS2 titles, but they are definitely on the right track. The game just feels great. I like the new pocket that, you know, is implemented by the offensive line. They actually form a real pocket. People can't just run straight backwards anymore with the automated drop system. And if they do, from what I've noticed, that you get sacked pretty much right away if the line is looping at all, because now the ends come untouched from the tackles. If you try to, you know, just run straight backwards as they should, they'll just blow by them on pure speed. And when you do turn around, try to, you know, run back 10 yards and throw the ball, it takes a longer time for the quarterback to actually turn his whole body around and then complete a throw down the field. So they made the game very realistic. And like I said, the old PS2 feel is back to it. My favorite thing about the game is the defensive stick. It's the most complete that I felt like, the most total control I've had over a defensive player since, you know, playing PlayStation 2 Madden. And, you know, I love it. I love the fact that you can lurk routes and click on right away and, you know, click on deep. And it feels really good, man. And I'm really excited for the actual real game to be released.
You know, with all of that in-depth knowledge you have, you should be like a writer for like, you know, like one of those tip-selling websites, you know, like, I'm playing. everybody knows that Cornstar is on staff at the Madden Lab, themaddenlab.com. Shout out to Duke and Gambino, our partners. They host the forums for the EAFL, and they run a marvelously run website. There's a lot of sites out there. But, you know, I have a little bit of a partiality towards the Madden Lab. I think they do a great job, and we'll be excited to see all of the products that come out of the lab this year for Madden 10. And I got to agree, I didn't get to play the game as much as I wanted to, but, you know, one thing I definitely tried was fullback dive, and it's definitely not 9 dive. It's more like a normal fullback dive. And yeah. And I didn't see curls really being an issue either. And those were the two things that I was looking at. I did see some resemblance of the 09 Rocket, but it just didn't. Even that didn't seem to have the same impact as 09 did. You can still rock it to some degree, but not like in 09. It just you didn't feel like you were defenseless or helpless. You just felt like, okay, he got me, but you didn't feel like, oh great, this is what I'm going to get all game. So I'm pretty encouraged too.
Yeah, that's good. I definitely agree with that. You know, obviously one of the first things that I look for, and many other people look for, was the rocket catch. And from, you know, you can still rock a little bit. I'm not saying you can't. Out routes in particular, I think, are exceptionally easy. However, the thing that doesn't bother me is that it can be defended. And the biggest thing with 09 was Madden 09 curl routes cannot be defended. The DB literally would be sucked behind the receiver. And curls are nowhere near as effective. I don't even think they'll be an issue whatsoever. And as far as the rocket catching, it's much more difficult, definitely on the PlayStation 3 than it is on the 360, because there's still the left trigger button that triggers a receiver to kind of turn on his own a little bit, which is a little weird. But I don't know if that's actually going to be the final version of the game. But either way, like I said, you won't feel helpless regardless of, I think, who you're playing, because you can easily click on and make a play. You don't get sucked in or anything like you did a year before. I think this year's gonna be all about scheme and having that old school PlayStation 2 user catch streak down. I think that's what it's gonna be about, and the defense is thick and being smart, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I hear you. Now let me ask you another question. Are you have you made a decision, or are you waiting to hear some more news from the tournament community? Have you yourself made a decision on Are you going to try to play one platform or the other? Are you going to go back and forth? What are your, as a player, what do you plan to do this year?
My system of choice is going to be the PlayStation 3 console, just because, you know, that's what the MLG is being provided by. And I think that towards the end of the year, if not middle of the year, that's pretty much what, you know, is going to be rocked as the main system all year. So saying that, I'm still going to play my 360. I'll be playing in both. But when I pick up the game and when I really want to look at the game in depth, it's going to be with my PlayStation 3 and not my 360. But, you know, I'll participate in both tournaments. I don't think it'll be that big of a difference.
Okay. All right. And remember, guys, we want your feedback on the game. So call us at 347-838-9525. You could also send me a tweet on Twitter. Look for the Madden Voice. Or you can go ahead and catch me on AOL Instant Messenger. The name is EAFL Commissioner. And you can send me some messages there if you like. We're interested in comments on the demo version of Madden 10. Let's bring on to the show our good friend and certainly no stranger to the Madden community, the GT commissioner himself, Bobby Storm. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What up, what up? Got my man T-Boy on here with me. What's going on, fellas?
T-Boy!
What's going on, T-Boy and Bobby?
Yo, what's going on, Cornstar?
What's happening, man?
It's good to have T-Boy back on the... I feel like I should... Wait a minute. T-Boy's on. I got to do this for T-Boy now. Hold on.
I got to make sure he's on here. I'm not pulling on three-way.
No, I heard him. All right, hold on. This
Hello?
Is for T-Boy. It's so long since we've had you on the Madden Voice, man. Good to have you back.
Wow, man. Thanks for having me, man. I was, I was about to kick back and hit the button and start listening, and then Bobby hit me up and said, let's get on there and rap a little bit. And here I am. Let's get it done. What's going on?
Well, you know, you're always welcome. We appreciate it. Good to have you back on the show. Good to have Bobby on the show. And, you know, what we're just trying to do is, you know, we're 2.5 weeks from the drop of the game, and everyone in the community has gotten their taste of Madden 10, their first real live, for most of us, real live taste of Madden 10. So we're interested in people's feedback. But, you know, there's a lot of questions out there, and probably, you know, there's still a lot more questions than there are answers. You know, one, you know, the Madden Federation, and what is the Federation going to do now that MLG is involved and PS3 is now going to be their focus with the EA Sports Series Challenge? And so what does that mean for the local tournaments and the national tournaments? And there's so many questions. And, you know, it's good to have Bobby with us. And, you know, I mean, and either one of you, I mean, Bobby or T-Boy, let's first, you know, what are your guys' thoughts on the tournaments? And the tournament directors, I mean, Bobby, you know, we touched on this a little bit last week, but now it's a week later. We have T-Boy on who does very consistent tournaments. What are we going to see? Guys, I mean, I'm getting asked every single day, what's going to be the preferred system? PS3, 360. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
T-Boy, you want to take that first?
Well, my thoughts on it is that I mean, I think it kind of sucks that they switched to PS3, but, you know, I just happen to have, you know, five of them. So, for me, it's going to be all right. When you come to Harrisburg, you're going to have your choice of PS3, 360, you know what I mean? Or you can play in both. So, depending on how, it's going to be up to you to how your skills are. But I think that there's a lot of guys that's still on 360 that for this year, we're still going to have a lot of guys coming to get that paper on 360. I'd be disappointed if a lot of guys just say, you know what, I ain't playing my 360 no more. And, you know, but there's so limited opportunities to get into MLG. So, you know, why would you throw away your 360 when you know that you can still grind on it? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I think for this year, we're going to be all right. But once when they make the changes, add in all the extra cities and all of that, and it gets really hardcore PS3, then that's when, you know, guys, these other tournament directors is really going to have to step their game up and go and invest and if they want to, you know, be on the Madden scene. That's what, I mean, for the directors, that's just, you know, what a lot of them are just going to have to do, bite the bullet and go spend that $300, $400 a piece on a system to get them, you know. That's pretty much where it is. But I believe next year is when the PS3 stuff is really going to hit the fan. But this year, we good. I think we good. A lot of guys on 360 ain't ready to make that $500, $600 dip, you know, and it's already limited cities, you know, so I really wouldn't panic this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Commissioner Storm, any thoughts from you?
I think I touched on this last week. You know, a few years back, we went through basically the same thing. So, like I keep saying, I can't say this enough. History is just repeating itself. So, it's just basically, like T-Boy says, there's no need to panic. You know, the core ballers are going to switch. That's enough said. The core guys that travel, that's the, you know, that's diehard, that's been following the challenge, whatever the challenge goes, they're going to follow that. The local guys who are not ready to switch, they're going to stay where they want, or they're going to move when they can adjust. And when they can do it, then we as a community will support, you know, our community like we've done in the past. You know, even like past Players Bowls, I've had both systems because the call was for both systems. But when it came to a time where majority community had switched over to 360, we did just 360. So we're going to adjust based on the communities. But as far as the – you know, as far as the this year, like you said, there's no panic. Whatever you can adjust to, we're going to go with that.
Also, Bobby, I remember a Players Bowl that I actually worked at. We had three consoles.
Exactly.
We had
360
PlayStation
in the middle.
2, yeah. We had Xbox and Xbox 360 because everything was happening all at one time. And you know what? We're going to break it down, and whatever you guys love, that's what we're going to break out and put out there. So we got guys for all three. I mean, that room was so crazy that day, Bobby. We had, like, the majority of the people was still on PS2.
Actually, the majority of people were on PS2. But Xbox, if I remember correctly, was right behind them. And then we had a good number of people that were right in the middle. I think that was the year Jay Rose came out, if I'm not correct. But I think – Jay Rose won that one, and then Problem won the PS2 and the Xbox. So, I mean, that was a credible feat by itself just to win both of them. But, I mean, we supported all three of them then. We did it before, and if it causes us to do it again, we'll do that. But, again, like, you know, whatever the core guys, whatever our community ends up going, you know, that direction, we will support as a team. So, you know, you guys are driving, and you don't even know it, so...
I agree, and speaking from the EAFL, I mean, we're waiting to see what the Federation decides, but we already have in existence a very solid PS3 league, very solid league, and so anyone who's looking for, you know, looking for that, you know, can come into the league and get that, and if necessary, you know, we'll seek sanctioning for that league as well, if appropriate and applicable. So, you know, we are exactly where Bobby and T-Boy are, and ready to respond to the need. If you know, when we went through this a few years ago from the PS2 into next gen, so we're ready too. And we're pretty excited. I think PS3 guys are really excited because they've been waiting for this. And had hoped that for some reason that the PS3 would take over and be the dominant system. And now, at least for this year, it looks like they're going to be right, you know, neck and neck. So PS3 guys are going to be happy. Anybody wants to call in, 347-838-9525 is the number. Make sure you press 1. If you don't press 1, I will not know that you want to be heard. So pressing 1 is going to be important so that I know that, you know, you want to be heard and I can get you on the air. Because a lot of guys call in and just listen on their phone while they're driving or while they're at work. Shout out to Bad News because I know he's one that listens while he's at work. So I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so make sure you press 1.
Commissioner, one thing before you take some more calls. Like I said, the whole Sony, you know, being on board with EA and everything is a great thing for the community, even though you can't switch over right now, because what's happening is, if you look at the boards, and like I said, I'm talking to a lot of my brothers from old, you know, old school, if you want to call it, guys that really built this community from ground up are coming back. A lot of the guys that have been playing, who built the foundation you guys are playing on right now, are coming back because they're used to Sony. They're used to PS2, and now the PS3 is out, they're coming out with that. So that's a good thing for all of us, because now it's going to pick up on tournament attendance, and everything's going to be much more exciting than it was before.
I think you're right, Bob.
Great.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let me take a couple of calls, and then we're going to go and get back to Bobby and talk some MLG. But let's take a couple of calls here. 310-877, 310-877, you are on the Madden Voice.
Yeah, what's up? This is 310, Los Angeles, California, Inglewood, Reality. What it do? Get a bar.
Yo. Speaking of that.
What's going on?
What's going on, Reality?
Not much. Man, I just was chiming in this evening, man. You know, it's a beautiful Southern California evening. Show sounding good. Y'all, you know, everything's looking good. New season approaching, man. Madden 10 is upon us. The old school dudes is back. And we ready, man, you know. It's all good. It's all love. And I just look forward to the new season. it's going to be interesting, man, because, you know, I hear the talk about everybody saying they're going to try to do both and they're going to still play 360. But just like I was just saying in the little chat room, man, it's a little bit harder than people think, and that's for one simple reason, is that X button, man. I don't care how tough you think you are or how good you think you are, that X button being in two different spots on those controllers is going to make somebody throw a pick, or they're going to hit the wrong button or something. So it's a little bit harder than people think, and I'm sure some people will adjust to it, but it's going to make it hard.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Old school dudes is back, though. We know where that X button is at.
Yeah,
so, you know,
yeah, I'm happy all the old school guys are coming back just because I kind of came around 2007. So definitely looking forward to see what everyone has to offer. And as far as the whole X thing goes, I don't know. I know with me, it really has never really been an issue for me. I don't know if my brain just reacts differently just by, you know, the button itself. But, like, my friend Rob, who's in EMB, like, he was over playing a demo with me, and he was throwing some picks just because he was hitting X, you know, on the 360 type of mindset.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I know
you're hitting the X on 360 when it's a square, when it's square on PS3.
Yeah.
So, it's a, you know, it's a little different, man. I look forward to these MLG events, man. It's going to be rather interesting just for the sake of, you know, I'm a little bit concerned, to be honest with you guys, because organization, for one, no shows, because I understand there's a limited amount of people that's going to be able to sign up or come, and I don't know what it's going to cost or whatever, but what are they going to do about, say, like someone pre-registers and they don't actually show up, and then, you know, you in some random town with somebody who really was going to show up to get the chance to pay, or they missed out on the browser refresh, so they couldn't get their payment in or whatever. So it's going to be really interesting here these next few weeks to see how it unfolds, because I don't know how it's going to work out.
Yeah, I think you raised some good points. I also think that the good news about MLG is, and if you go to their site and just kind of, you know, read up on them a bit, you get a sense that they kind of know what they're doing. They may not have had a lot of Madden. That might be the game of Madden might be new. But, you know, I get a good sense that they know how to run a tournament, and that these are the kind of things that for us might be questions and issues, but for them, I just get a sense that they're going to take all of that into consideration, and that this is what they do. This is kind of their thing, you know what I mean? I don't know, Bobby, if you had any comments on that.
I mean, I got pretty much confidence in them, and with EA's choice and them moving forward, and them trying to give us a good show. I mean, I have nothing but the best confidence in. If you haven't been to an MLG event, you know, it's a sight to see, and I can't even stress that enough. When I walked in there, and I've heard about them for years, but it's one thing to see, to read about it, and it's one thing to see it. And when you walk in the room, it's just a different environment than what we've seen in any Players Bowl, any Nationals, any EA Challenge in the past. It's just they have their own flavor, a different environment, but they definitely bring a top-notch show. So I'm looking forward to it.
Just got a message that Brett Favre has decided to remain retired.
Wow.
So, sorry, Minnesota. Better luck next time.
No, it's not over. Apparently, he told Adam Schefter he's going to see how his arm feels in the AM. That is real.
Oh, he's playing
games. I just read that.
Brett Favre is just chill.
Yeah, he does,
no,
man.
I'll have the tweet right now. Brett Favre tells Steve Mariucci that he's going to keep throwing and wonders how he'll feel about his decision in the AM. It's not over yet.
All right. I thought I had a scoop for you guys. I guess not.
I have one more question before I go. Real quick, like, how are they determining these quote unquote special invitations or these you know, these VIP spots that are going on? I understand it has something to do with previous Madden Challenge winners or previous accomplishments and such, but how are they, you know, facilitating that?
I'm not really sure how they're doing that, but I'm pretty sure MLG has their, like I said, they've done tournaments in the past, and I'm pretty sure sitting down with EA and talks amongst the community, they have their own formula of figuring out who's getting a special invite and who's going to get, you know.
Right, because you know, if they really want to get a bar, they should invite Top. And because when Top loses, he's going to go outside and cry on the ground. So, you know,
wow.
They should just invite Curly Top, and they can get all the show they want to. So you can get a bar of that.
All right. Uh-oh. Well, I guess we're going to get a call from Top any moment now. Well, and I'll quote Sundance from last week's show where he said that they will be making those decisions, those announcements will be coming, but that he's sure that no matter who they invite, there'll be some that will feel they should have got invited and didn't, and they're going to do the best they can. And that's almost a word for word quote off of Sundance, the co-founder of MLG, off of last week's show. And guys, if you missed it, he was on for the first 30, 45 minutes, so go ahead and check that archive out.
All right, I appreciate it. Sundance, tell your people to get at my people and get around me.
There you go. And that is the one and only reality. Hey, man, appreciate you calling into the show.
All right, no problem, man. Appreciate it, guys. Y'all doing a good job out there, man. Keep it up.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care of yourself. All right, that was Reality. And if you guys don't know who Reality is, then you ain't been around Madden, because he's definitely been around a long time and done a lot of good things for the game, and good to see him back in the scene. But let's switch gears now a little bit to MLG. If you follow their website, you saw that they announced Anaheim was announced on their website November 6th to the 8th. So although we did get the scoop last week from Sundance that Anaheim was going to be the city, but there were no dates, and now there are. And go to MLG, I think it's MLGPro.com, and you can click on there, or you can go to EA Sports. I think it's EASportsChallenge.com, either place.
Yeah, EASportsChallenge.com.
Right. But, Bobby, what other news can you share? I know I think I got Top on hold. So before we bring Top on,
I really, to be honest with you, you could bring Top on. Right now, at this point, I have not received any new updates as far as news that I can release right now, other than what I put out on the board or what you guys already heard. So, I mean, I'm on hold like you guys. We're just waiting patiently, you know, let the professionals do their thing, and we're interacting to help however we can, and just, you know, go with it. But let Top on, so, you know, we can, maybe he might have something.
All right. Let's see. I believe, 918, I believe, is it unmuting? It ain't unmuting. There we go. 918, I believe this is the man they call Top.
Yeah. What's up, gentlemen?
Yo.
What's going on, Top?
Ain't much. Yeah, I called just to talk about Roderick, but I kind of got thrown into a MLG conversation.
You heard what he said?
Oh, I'm listening. The streets is listening. The streets are listening. Roderick. Oh, I'm sorry. That's reality for those who have no clue who I'm talking about, but I like to refer to him as Roderick. And boy, terrible. Boy, been terrible for 15 years. I still have no clue how he ever got recognition from playing this game. Terrible. But yeah, we're not going to talk. MLG. MLG. I'm going to keep it 100 with everybody. I'm actually on vacation, and I am receiving phone calls in reference to this, but you got to know me, man. It's like, you know, I got a family, and I get so overwhelmed with Madden that my family really gets backburned. You know, that 6, 7, 8, 9 months back out the year is dedicated to Madden, which only leaves a little bit of time for my family. So when, you know, when it's that time, I get in gear. Outside of that time, I try to really focus on my babies. You know what I'm saying? So all I got from MLG, I co-signed with Bobby says, the event is phenomenal. I happened to go up to the South Jersey one. I don't know if it was South Jersey, but it was up in Jersey. I went to there last time it was up there. And our boy Farouk, who did the Madden Challenge the first year that I did it, he's actually the host over there. So you got some guys that understand our community. The second thing is that, you know, it's a completely different environment. Just like Bobby said, this was the first time ever that I have been around gamers who had no clue who I was. These boys are first-person shooters. They are, you know, fighting game dudes. Like, they don't care about Madden. The way we go hard for Madden is the way they go hard for Halo and for Gears of War and Call of Duty and all them other games that they've over there playing. In short, wait till they get a load of us. They ain't seen what we bring to a community. And I think that is the one good thing that the world really does need to integrate all the gamers. And hopefully, you know, as opposed to all the, you know, same type games that's going on, I mean, that we're playing, we should branch off to other things, try other games out. Because what I found is that when you're good in a video game at the level that we've been good at, there's really not a game we can't play. Chase that Halo money. You know what I'm saying? Get that. I mean, it's got to be easier than Madden. Madden money, the hardest money on earth these days. Y'all better be focusing on Fight Night and that NBA Live.
Yo, I'm talking about Fight Night. I'm actually looking forward to trying Fight Night out at that one of those NLG events.
I mean, you ain't now. How many people tried me last year in Fight Night? You know what I'm saying? Y'all saw how it went down. And I'm just as nasty in this year's game. I tell you what, they give out a lot of money for Fight Night. I will not be the host. I'm chasing the tournament all year long, showing y'all that we do this too. I'm going to go grab 40. We chasing Fight Night.
Hey, I also got just joined us, and I think his time is limited, but just grabbed Philly Ron on the line with us. Philly Ron, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, everybody? Now, I gotta bow down to the wizard, the grand wizard over there, Mr. Shownuff himself. What's up, Top?
What it is, bro? I didn't cut that shit out, man. I mean, stuff out. You know. How come I can't get all y'all to call a love talk show?
Yo, I'm trying to.
It's like, I'm trying. 25,000 people on there on the night.
Hey, look, I'm hot right now, y'all. I am kind of hot right now, but we ain't talking about that. I'm just a little hurt that, you know, my dudes don't be calling. Calling, though.
Well, yeah, outside of this, I'm going to hit you up. I need to get that number again.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. I actually got a show in 20 minutes that I don't want to interfere with this, but I just wanted to come over, give love to my boys. Y'all know I love y'all. Always a pleasure. And we'll see if the boy Top is going to be a part of this MLG stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not 100% sure. I love y'all. You know what I mean? Madden is my baby. You know what I mean? It's although it doesn't define who I am, it has definitely been a hell of a ride, riding with y'all these past, what? Shit, me and Bobby been doing this for, what, 15 years now? It's been a minute.
Been a minute.
And, hey, Ron, shit, Top, I don't mean just Bobby.
Hey, Top, I told them in a post earlier, Tamino came on there on Lab early. We was telling them how the one first time we met y'all, when y'all came down to Philly and came out to New York.
63rd Street. Yep, 63rd Street. We had our throwback tournament.
They didn't understand when the crews used to travel, Top.
But, you know, the internet really did kill that. You know, it was really that right there. What the internet has done is something. I mean, we all know it. It's so many copycat ballers out here. You know, back then we came in there with our own styles. We came in there with our own. It was no way a 12-year-old could beat you because he ain't got 15, 20 people to play with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, it's limited with Xbox Live or, in this case, PlayStation server. So I'm not going to say it was more fun because, to be honest with you, Bob, you know, during the Madden Challenge, these young boys got their own memories now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
And they got memories that we can't deal with. You know, we didn't go to Hawaii.
Yeah,
we was happy to win a $3,000 tournament. We have 100 stacks. Like, these kids' memories are better than ours. But we had a great time. We got great friendships, and there's really nothing better than there's nowhere in America that I cannot go where I don't have a Madden dude that got a lot of love for me and vice versa. So, you know, the friendships, the camaraderies, the health teams and everything else, them young boys got it. They got it. You know, I know we old heads and, you know, we ain't going to listen to Plies because that's not who we going to listen to. We going to put on R. Kelly. And then our fathers is going to listen to the OJs. And you know how it is, man. We just got to, you know, it's just all about adapt. And these kids are having a ball. They are having a ball. And I'm going to tell you, Bobby, it wasn't nothing like being in that hotel room playing for all that money on them games. And to see them young boys, to walk up in that room and see the money being passed around and doing all the shit that we ain't got no business doing, but it's who we are. I mean, let's not get it twisted. You know, we at EA do not promote gambling in no way, shape, or form.
There's the disclaimer. There it is.
But them boys had they having a great time playing this game. I'm glad MLG picked it up because I really wasn't sure where this was going. You know, and for anybody out there that can, you know, may feel like, dang, you know, this ain't nothing compared to the challenge, or, you know, this is much better than the challenge. Either way, at least we still got something.
Exactly.
So keep showing y'all support. Keep doing what y'all love doing, and beat the hell out of everybody that sit down next to you.
Well, you can do.
If you don't go MLG, you gotta like or host a tournament or something, or do. They got the mic at Players Bowl or something this year. So
hey,
we'll be the presence of the man challenges.
The one damn thing is for certain, my underground boys is about to have a ball. Y'all about to have a ball because y'all about to get the numbers that y'all dreamed of having when we used to have them kind of numbers. So if there's one thing for sure, the underground scene is never going to die. It was here before the challenges, and it's going to be here afterwards. You know what I'm saying? And no, you may not go to Hawaii or Turks and Caicos, but you can't, you know, the memories, you just can't make that up, man. It's like I was on the phone yesterday with I2. These dudes don't have a clue who I2 was because wasn't that good. but I2 was a hell of a character. I was and with I2, Rook was on the phone. Like all my boys from 98. That I haven't talked to in easily 10 years. They on the phone. We chopping it up. Everybody talking about doing it one more time. And I'm laughing at them because, you know, all that talk ends by November. But, you know, it sounds real good in late July and early August. But,
I heard Tillery is back.
He's always back. Until September 30th.
I heard he coming back for real.
Man, he can't come back for real. That man got a mortgage. Come back for real. You got children, mortgages, girlfriends. Man, hey, Cornstar, what happened when you got hooked up last year? Boy, it was terrible. Cornstar fell in love.
Tom, you know actually what happened was after I had broken up with that girl, yo, listen, I went on a tear to the underground tournament and I won so many.
That's the truth. It's the truth, y'all. I have never lied to y'all. Y'all cannot have all of the luxuries of being a responsible man and still, like, yo, just pass the torch, like, little shutdown in them. Them boys is, they hungry. They don't care about women right now. These kids is, there is no way you can deal with them. And the funny thing was, I remember being 17, winning my first tournament, and an old head was sitting down next to me, and I put up 100 on him, like I'm supposed to. And he looked at me and was like, do you have a job? I said, no, absolutely not. And he went to the commissioner that was running that tournament and was like, we need a new rule. If they do not have jobs, they should not be in the same bracket as us. This guy told me that. I ain't putting my age out there, but that long ago. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, it ain't never going to, like Bobby said, man, history will always repeat itself. And it has done it. This is like the third or fourth time we have gone through the same thing between console splits. Just crazy, man. It's all crazy.
Hey,
I love
y'all.
Yes.
I'm about to offer you a co-host job, man. You're doing so well, man. I mean, you know, me and Cornstar are about to move over and bring you on. I know you got your show. I'm not trying to get interfere, but man, I'm sitting over here at Cornstar. Am I wrong, man? We might have to make room for Top to come on here and co-host with us.
Let me let y'all in on something. My question for last week was, if you know you laying down, you know, and if a chick is laying down, right, and then she blindfolded, handcuffed, and all of a sudden, she peeked through the handcuff, and it wasn't her dude there; it was a chick. What would you do? See, I don't want to ask questions about Madden right now. I got some good quality whoredom going on my station that I'm trying to. Y'all gotta understand, we deal with dudes all year long, man. Like, and it's beautiful. Y'all know I love y'all. It's beautiful, but man, your boy needs a little change up.
We love you too, Top, and we're gonna leave that question right there. Though we're not gonna
can't answer that here. but me and my wife will be listening next, man.
There you go.
Hey, don't do it. Don't have your wife on the phone, man. Your wife's gonna look at you sideways.
She already did.
If you laugh too hard.
She already did.
I want to focus this back on Madden a little bit, but Top, I know you got your show starting up shortly, and I can't necessarily say, guys, go listen to Top show since we're on at the same time.
No, not at all.
But I can say at least make sure you check out Top's archive because his show is hot. It's definitely worth checking out. So, you know, good job on your show.
Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it. Good job over here too, y'all.
Oh, we appreciate that too, sir. All right, man. We will be in touch. You already know.
All right, gentlemen. Lock up, lock ass, do all that other stuff that y'all do with joysticks. I love y'all. I'm out.
All right, Top. Take care. The one and only Top Terrific, a.k.a. Curly Top, the man with arguably the most distinguished, recognizable voice in all of Madden. You definitely know when Top walks in the room, and hopefully we'll see him again at a tournament near you, and he can do what he does best on that microphone. All right, let's grab another call here. We got a 770 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello?
Yes, 770. You are on the Madden Voice.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Can I comment about the demo, or should I comment about the tournament?
You can comment about either or.
Whatever. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to comment about the demo. Man, I am loving it. You got to realize, I used to play Madden on the Genesis. Then I switched to 2K on the Dreamcast because, you remember, on the PS2 Madden, you could – or the PS1 Madden, you could throw the ball in quadruple coverage and the receiver will come down with it. So I needed a more simulation experience, man. But this demo came out, and let me tell you, I stayed home from work the entire morning to play that demo. And mind you, I'm an executive in my company. You know, I deal with data. I'm like the CIO, and they were calling for me, and I was at home playing that demo. And man, let me tell you, man, I tell you the truth. Ian, they put their foot up in there, man. They really did a great job, man. I love it. It feels like you have to earn a victory now, and I love it. And I know if you read the message boards, you see a lot of people on different sides. And what I realized was that even if Madden does 99% simulation, you're going to have folks that will spend all their time on the remaining 1%. And talk about how, you know, the ball didn't spin right. I measured it. You know what I'm saying? They'll say all that stuff, man. But that demo is awesome, man. I am so excited about the game. I have asked my friends to pray for it to release early.
Well, that's good. That's good, man. And I can assure you that one of the purposes of getting feedback is, you know, I do know that some of the developers tune into the show and they'll be interested in hearing feedback. So all feedback is welcome. So that's good positive feedback.
Oh, yeah, man.
Happy that you're enjoying the game.
What did you say?
I said we're happy that you're enjoying the game.
Oh, yeah,
you,
man.
Did you want to say anything about the tournament?
Say that again now?
I was asking you if you had any input also in the tournament because I know you were asking about that when you first jumped on here.
Yeah, the tournaments. I want to find out more about the tournaments because one of the reasons I didn't play the tournaments before was because I just saw a lot of glitches, you know, folks doing all kind of stuff that wasn't real football, you know. So with Madden 2010 coming out and it seems like the direction they're heading in is to make it a simulation, you know, where it actually counts. Your football knowledge is beginning to matter more, you know, reading coverages and doing all that kind of stuff. So I want to learn about tournaments in the Atlanta area. Is MLG coming to Atlanta this year?
We don't know. All we know right now is Dallas and Anaheim.
Mm-hmm. To remain to be seen.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, see, unfortunately, I mean, you know, it is what it is right now. We have more questions than answers right now. And, you know, and we're just kind of sitting back in a holding pattern waiting for them. We know they're working hard at putting things together. But right now, you know, there's a lot of questions. And unfortunately, as of today, there aren't a lot of answers. But we are assured that there will be answers very soon.
Okay, that's cool. Well, yeah. I'll just keep my eyes and ears open. Like I say, if the demo is any indication, especially with what they've done with the ratings, with the mechanics, with the animations, and I'm assuming that they fixed the run blocking and pass blocking for humans, I'm just really impressed, man. I was wowed by the demo, and to think that's not the final product, and you know, I'm like just amazed. So I said this year, I'll probably, even if I don't get a chance to hook up with MLG, you know, look for local tournaments around here or even host one myself, you know, just me and a couple of the fellas. You know, I've been beating down my neighbors. They ain't been coming over to play the demo anymore.
Well, you know, if you can't, we're okay, Mr. Executive, if you come off a few of them dollars of yours and pick a plane ticket. And, you know, travel to one of these tournaments. You know, they're not too far away. So, you know, whether it's another tournament. Yeah, so we'd love to see you. All right, hey, appreciate your feedback on the game, man, and we'll be talking to you.
All right, then. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, nah, this is Ryan. I just wanted to tell y'all a great job on the show. I'm heading out. I'm good talking to y'all again. T. K-Star and Bobby and Coach K. So everybody, y'all have a great night, man.
All right, thanks, Ron.
All right, man.
All right. Hey, Bobby, I'm looking at the clock. How much time you got? Because I know you have
good.
To.
I'm like 5 minutes in, and then I'm gonna be out myself.
All right. Let's hit on one announcement that you know that I think you know some good news that I think we should share. Bob, you wanna speak on this? You want me to speak on it?
It's your show, man. I'm passionate. I'm gonna let you drive.
All right. Well, you know, I think that as this whole thing has unfolded, you know, Bobby has been just a terrific leader with really being the conduit of information and things to the Madden community, and he's trying to do his best to stay in touch with MLG. And you know, to just keep you know this community in MLG's minds, and I think Bobby's done a great job. And you know, we have seen some opportunities emerge, and I am ecstatic to announce and pleased to announce that there are a few people in this community that will be joining MLG staff. And they will be in Dallas and working as zone refs for the Dallas tournament, the Anaheim tournament, and whatever subsequent tournaments there are until the final. And you know, of course, you know Bobby will be involved in some capacity. And I don't know how much Bobby can talk on that, but you know, Bobby's going to be right in the mix. But as a zone ref, I am, again, ecstatic to announce that Biz from – and Biz is on the line with us. Let me bring Biz on. Biz, you're on?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
In the building.
Biz is in the building. Well, you're the first name that I am announcing. And Biz from LAB has been hired by MLG to be a zone ref. So congratulations to Biz. And also hired was Thurman from the Baltimore Ballers Club, and he will also be his own ref. So congratulations to Thurman. And also hired, well, will be involved, and we're not exactly sure at this exact moment the capacity, but Philly Ron, who was just on the line with us, was also brought in by MLG. And I'm not sure if he's going to be a zone ref or actually doing some other responsibilities, but certainly will be involved. And yours truly, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, was also hired by MLG to be a zone ref. So we are excited. It'll be 10 zone refs, and we are ecstatic for the opportunity. Or is it 9?
Yeah, it's 9.
9, okay, 9 zone refs. And we are ecstatic for the opportunity. And for the record, MLG is aware that we're making this announcement. We're really not going to make too many moves without their okay, because that's just how things are done, and we certainly want to respect what they're doing and follow their lead on this 100%, and they approved us making this announcement tonight. And I've also extended to the other zone refs to call into the show. It was kind of late notice, so they may or may not call in tonight, but we're hoping over the next couple of shows that they can at least call in, introduce themselves, and just say a quick hello and maybe tell a little bit about their background in video gaming, and you know, just to kind of continue to bring this community together. And I think everything that's happening is happening for the good of the community, and really just opening up more doors for the Madden community and the tournament scene.
Very nice.
Biz or Bob or anybody, any thoughts?
Oh,
congratulations to everybody. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. What's going on, everybody? K-Star, Bob, T-Boy, of course, Commish. I'm just ecstatic and excited about actually being a part of this movement, man. And I keep telling everybody that this season is going to be sick. And I know I haven't been around for years and years to come. But like Top said earlier, I mean, this is just the rising. Everybody thought that Madden was going in a down slope, and this is just the rising of it. And I just think that this year is going to be crazy with the whole MLG thing. And like you said, the underground tournaments are taking off. I'm just ready for the season. I wish the season started 2 weeks ago, in all honesty. I mean, but definitely excited about the Dallas, and can't wait to see our ballers out there doing the thing.
All right.
That's pretty nice. Happy for all you guys on the phone right now, Biz, Bobby. Bobby definitely deserve it. Commission T, that's pretty awesome. You guys are going to be a part of MLG and follow Madden. It's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, and I just have to give credit where credit is due. You know, I think that, you know, I've been around for a little while. I've watched a lot and talked with a lot of people and met a lot of people. But, you know, if you guys don't understand what Bobby Storm is trying to do, then y'all really need to just sit back and just watch the man do his thing. You know, he has a vision, and even if you don't agree with some of the steps he takes, you just trust the guy, because he's going to take you in the right direction. And you know, none of this, the community uniting around MLG, you guys, and Bobby's humble, so he's never going to say this, but I'll say it. It would not happen without Bobby's work. You know, we had a lot of good people out there. NJ Rod does great work. T-Boy, A1, is a lot of good people. And I'm not trying to short when anybody else is out there doing, because we got a strong, strong tournament scene out there. And certainly everybody has chipped in to do their piece to make this happen. But I got to give Bobby, you know, a little extra credit here, because, you know, he does things a certain way. And he respects people. He treats people the right way. He talks to people the right way. And he puts the community first. And that's what we need. So, you know, got a shout out to you, Bobby, for just making all these things possible.
I appreciate everybody. That, Commissioner. Before I go, I just want to say shout out to everybody. I mean, from West Coast to the South, East, my East dudes, my Midwest dudes. Like I said, well, y'all know how we do. So, I mean, like I said, they supported me over the years through Players Bowl and all the other tournaments we've thrown, you know, from Mega Bowl to whatever. You know, we're a family. We got to help each other. And the community just continue to come together, especially like we did last week. That was crazy on just both shows. But just continue to come together, you know your role. You know, stay in your lane and do what you do. But always be on the lookout for the man that's coming up next to you, because we all family. As long as we all family and do what we do, we will continue to open doors for all of us. And positivity is should be at the top of your list. I got to go. I'm out.
All right, Bobby.
I'll holler at
you. Thanks, Bobby. We'll talk. All right.
See you, Bobby.
All right, good way to sign out. Let's bring on another one of our. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. A1, when you're ready, we'll bring you on the show. That was A1. And when you're ready, we will bring you on the show. Got to get rid of that background noise. Let's go to 480 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
I appreciate it. What's up, Commiss?
Not too much.
My question is, I'm just a regular cat. Like, I'm a regular Madden player. You know what I'm saying? I live 4 hours away from Dallas. And I was just wondering, like, if you knew, like, how the process of trying to get in there is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question of the day. And there's a lot of people that are interested. And I think that's good news for MLG, and it's good news for EA Sports, and good news for the community that so many people are interested in Dallas. But at this point in time, we have no information other than there will be invites, and then there will be registrations. And how the invites and the registrations are done have not been disclosed or released yet. So we've got no information on that. And as soon as we do and are given the okay to release it, we will hear on the Madden Voice. But certainly if you check out EASportsChallenge.com, they've also said that will be the place to go for information as well. But just right now, we just, unfortunately, just don't have those answers.
Cool. Appreciate it, my bro.
Right now.
Yeah, no problem, though. We appreciate you calling. Now, hey, have you played the demo?
Oh, of course. I just got done playing about 6 times. I already got me a scheme ready for everybody.
All right. So what do you think of it? So you like it?
I like it. It's straight. It plays a lot different, you know, but on everything, man, it's a lot more slower. I know it's only 15% slower and everything, and the real one's only 5, but, like, you can just tell the detail that they put in the game, and I'm glad that they got the demo out with that kind of finished product that it is right now.
Yeah, the real game's going to be nasty. I can't wait.
Yeah, it just, you know, allows everybody to get their hands on it and kind of prepare themselves for what the real game going to be like.
All right, sounds good. Hey, we appreciate you calling in.
No doubt.
All right, take care. All right, we're gonna go back and see if we can get A1. A1, we're gonna unmute you. So get ready.
Yo.
We got you.
Hello. What's up, man? I'm at the casino gambling.
A1, you gotta be one of the more entertaining callers we have, because you could, here's a guy who could either be at a city council meeting or gambler.
Yeah. What's happening with that?
Oh man, it's actually it was at 3:00, so I was there already. Yeah, hey, deal me out, man. Deal me out. Yeah, no, it was earlier, man. What's going on, man? I'm excited about this MLG thing and the tournaments. What's up, Federation people? I ain't heard from y'all in a long time.
What's up, man? That trip to Anaheim, California. I know you're going to be waiting for us over there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to party. Y'all need to get out here early, man. I'm going to have something set up nice.
All right, that's what's good.
Yes, sir. T, everybody. Yeah, we're going to do it big out here.
And let me just shout out T-Boy, because I think he was on with Bobby, and then I'm not sure if we lost him. I know he sometimes has phone problems, but, hey, T-Boy, you're more than welcome to call back in just because Bobby had to go, so if you're listening and want to call back in, you know, you're welcome to. But so A1, I mean, anything going on in your section? I know you've got some things that you'll be announcing in maybe next week or so, but you know, you want to tip off people about give a sneak preview of anything upcoming?
Man, next week we got some big announcements, so stay tuned for the show. Right now I'm just promoting the events, man, for the I got a tournament on the 22nd and 29th, and that's it, man. Everything all else right. Comes next week, and the community's gonna love it. It's gonna be real big. You're gonna hear it first on the Madden Voice.
All right, you heard it. A1 will be on next week with a big announcement, and it'll be an exclusive Madden Voice big announcement next week. And if you guys know A1, he does not ever fail to deliver. So if he says it's big, it's big. So next week on the Madden Voice, tune in and hear the announcement.
Yes, sir.
The other question is, where is he going to be announcing from? Is he going to be gambling? Is it the city town meeting? What's going on?
I said exclusive time just for this, man. The city council people go on break after the day. They were, you know what's funny, man, they were celebrating because they opened up a new restroom in the city council meeting, so they had all these people out here. I said, politics is crazy. Like, there's like 100 people out here. They had newspapers reporting on a public restroom being opened up. I'm like, that's crazy. Anyway, back to Madden.
Now, have you had a chance to play the demo, A1?
Yeah, man. I don't know. The demo is so slow, so I'm kind of not liking it. But it's fun, man. Like I said, me and my buddies, we play. But it should be good, man, when the game come out. I'm just glad everything's going back to Sony, to PlayStation. So we're going to get those numbers at the tournaments that we used to a few years back. So I'm glad this 360 thing is over. I wish everybody would get off of it. You need to change all your leagues to PS3 and force people to get it.
Well, we're gonna definitely have our PS3 league going strong, but we're not gonna kick people off of 360. We're gonna serve everybody. Hey, Reality just wanted me to tell you that he said get a bar.
Come on, tell Reality, I'm up the street from him, and tell him he knows what's up. Tell him Six, me, G Rod, everybody, we're gonna be at the garage getting down. You know how we do it.
Quick question, A1, what does get a bar mean? Yo, I'm an East Coast dude, so I know that's a West Coast term. So what does get a bar mean?
I'm from the West Coast too, man, so I don't even know. So that's a Reality came. Well, you know, Reality is well traveled, man. So, you know, Reality being from here to Miami, then overseas, doing Madden stuff. So you that's Reality in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, he's listening, so I'm sure he'll hear the question and comment accordingly. All right. All right, man. Anything else?
Nah, man. That's it for me, man. I'm just ready to get this Madden season started. Oh, stay tuned for the documentary. I know Rod's working on his, but we're putting together the documentary on how to set up a Madden tournament stuff tournament promoters go through when we're putting together an event.
Okay,
that'll
be good.
Hey, T, I got
one more.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, A1.
Yeah, I'm going to have some footage, man, because, like I said, I've been doing a lot of work, you know, as far as promoting my events out here. You know, I got those green flyers. You know, I go out and talk to a lot of people. You know, I stay in the hood, so, you know, I'm hitting everybody up because all those guys that were on PS2 and then out on PS3, you know, they're excited about the events. You know, even when I made the jump to 360, that kind of, you know, that really killed my events. And Problem killed my events, too, at the bowling alley. So that's another story. But yeah, man, the documentary is going to be hot, man. And I think after people see that, people will appreciate what we do a whole lot more. You know, I know we're not MLG. We don't have an MLG budget. But just the stuff we do without sponsorship is big. And fellas just need to, you know, respect what we do a little bit more, man. I know people take shots at me, take shots at Rod. You guys really need to respect what people do, man. It kind of kills me, you know. Like we still getting stuff about it, but oh well, you know. I guess when you great, they gonna hate. So.
Yeah, and honestly, I think this year with the Federation, with MLG, I think it's going to be more about competition. I really think it's going to be a different year. I really, really firmly believe that. That's my opinion, but I really think it's going to be more about competition. I mean, guys have to really sit back and look at what MLG is going to do. Look at what Sony did by stepping up with $170,000. It's just a new day for the tournament scene. And I just think that anybody that's going to spend their time hating, you know, it's just not going to be productive. You see progress. You see things are happening, and the Madden community, as we know it, are going to be right in the middle of it. It's not that MLG is moving on and doing this thing and not giving respect. They're right reaching out to the Madden community saying, okay, we're going to do this now. We want to bring you guys with us. We want to do this together and capitalize on what you guys are doing. So I just think it's going to be a smoother year. you know, my opinion.
Oh, man, I agree 100%. Can I just say one more thing to the community, everybody's listening? The Federation is not NJ Rod and A1. You got Biz, you got T-Boy, you have Bobby Storm, who's been great for the Federation. Commish T is part of the Madden Federation. Philly Run, and is that it?
Thurman.
Thurman. Yeah, can't forget about Thurman. So, fellas, it's a group of us. Yes, me and Rod are a little vocal on the boards, and you know, we say what's on our mind. You know, maybe we do it too much. You know, maybe our approach needs to change. But the Federation is made up of eight people, not just me and Rod. So, you know, people are still saying that. I mean, I got a PM today from somebody. I'm like, this is crazy. But let's keep going in a positive direction. I just wanted to say that, man, because it's like – people think it's just us, and it's not. Like, it's more people to the Federation.
Yeah, I agree fully. I fully agree. I appreciate that. Hey, shout out to my new friend, Yo Mama, who's in the chat room. Want to say hello to Yo Mama.
Congratulations, man. My dude getting married, too. Your mama out here on the West Coast, man. I couldn't make his party because, you know, my son was sick. But,
Hold on. I'm sorry. You said that so fast. Your mama is getting married?
Yes.
Oh, Javon, congrats, man. Can I get an invite? Oh, man, congratulations. I didn't know he was getting a. You know what? Here, this is for, you know what? For my friend, my buddy, your mama. This is for you, right here. Okay.
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair, and body built to swing. That's when I seen her. Her name was Gina. Grace and poise, kind of like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kind of foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits. Called on my car phone, paid her a visit. I was spanking her and thanking her, chewing her and doing her. Laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her. Laying like a king, my sheets are satin. That's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie. Latina was exotic, Earl's my witness. With the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek. But in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, I couldn't hold it in, and said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you.
See ya! Okay, I just had to play that, you know, for your mama. And, hey, man, all seriousness, man, congratulations. I had no idea, man. Good luck to you and your wife to be, your bride. I'm speechless, man. Hey, let's bring on NJ Rod. NJ Rod, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is NJ Rod here. A1 still on there?
Yeah.
Yo, we got a special guest tonight, man. We got Chris Bowman from KOTC Texas is on the other line, man.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got to get. Chris, welcome. The first time on the show. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Oh, thank you.
What's going on, Chris?
How's it going?
All right.
All right. So talk to us. So Chris or Rod, talk to us about, you know, there's been a lot of discussion on KOTC doing some big things. Now that we've got the two head honchos, the two, you know, kingpins of KOTC, is there anything you guys can share with us?
Well, we got Chris is the one that founded King of the Couch, you know, and I was in J. Madden Bowls, and we merged a couple years down the road. But we're doing some big things, and Chris got a little special announcement that he wants to make, and we want to follow up on that. So Chris can start that.
What was that?
About our expansion deal, our expansion of what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be expanding out to California with A1, so it should be pretty nice this year.
It's been a California.
Right,
wow, hold on. Let's hear this again. Let me make sure I'm hearing this. Say this one more time so that everybody can hear this. This is big. Say this again, Chris.
We will be out in California this year running tournaments.
KOTC in California.
Wow.
Yeah, we got we're gonna welcome A1 to the family, to the King of the Couch family. We're gonna be doing some stuff out there. Now we got the three-headed monster up with the King of the Couch, East Coast, Texas, and now California. So you know, we figured you know we got to come on the biggest show to make that announcement with Chris's debut, and you know this is the place to do it.
Wow, that is great. A1, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm still there. See, that wasn't supposed to happen till next week.
You know how things happen, man.
What's going on exactly? Is Chris going out there, or is A1 now part of KFC? Like, what? If someone please explain this in more detail.
Yeah, A1's now a part of King of the Couch, so he'll be, you know, he'll be doing our events out there. You know, we're going to stay in our particular areas, but he'll be out there working our West Coast. Like, you know, we just had to finalize some stuff with our sponsors. That's all been set up, so you know, he'll make his debut opening night. He'll be doing some things. If you guys want to check that out, maddenholiday.com. We'll have some events across the nation. A1 will be doing one. Myself, Chris, will be doing stuff in New York, a couple of spots. So it's gonna be hype. So his KOTC debut will be on the night of the Madden release. I guess that's Thursday the 13th, going into Friday the 14th. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
Congrats, A1. Congrats. That's huge.
Now, A1, I know the announcement came a week earlier than you planned, but now that we're making it, we've got you, we've got Chris here on the line with us. A1, I mean, this is huge. How do you feel? How do you feel about this news? You know, how do you feel about joining Rod and KOTC?
Oh man, you know, I'm excited, man. You know, they've done a lot of work and they've been around and doing their thing and to involve me, you know, that's a blessing. You know, they truly looked out for me. So I appreciate, man. I'm excited, man. I'm just ready to go. Like I've been ready to go for about a month, but now it's even more riding on. It's more pressure, so you know we got to get it done. Yeah, it's gonna be big.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, is this any
that
different
is
from Madden Federation? I guess I fail to understand like what. Hey, what exactly going on? Is this like a different title for the tournaments? Are you throwing more now, or like are you guys like how? What's going to transpire now because of this?
No. Regular stuff. It's just that now, Chris. It's just the fact that A1 will go under the King of the Couch brand. You know what I'm saying? That's the only difference. He was going to be doing tournaments anyway. He's been out there on the West Coast, so now he's just going to be a member of the King of the Couch family. And with that comes, you know, all the goodies that we have to offer. Plus, whatever he has to offer will be all merged into one. The website will be updated. A lot of good things. You know what I'm saying? What he has is ours. What we have is now his. So, you know, we're going to be opening it up, and we're going to start it out the night of the release of the game. So, you know, look forward to that. We'll have some video and some stuff on that. Chris, you got anything to add to that, Chris?
No. I'm just looking forward to it. What we'd like to do is hopefully schedule some tournaments where we can all do our tournaments on the same day and have each prize spot for the winners to play online at the end of the tournament. Some extra money. So it should be a fun year for the Madden players.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to say this, you know, and Chris, I don't know you, but it's a pleasure to finally get to talk to you. I heard a lot of good things about you from Rod, and having worked so close to Rod and A1, the passion that they have for this game and this community, you know, is unmatched. And the fact that they're going to now be working together, that is nothing but good news for the tournament community, nothing but good news that these two guys are going to join forces and work together. So I expect nothing but great things out of KOTC West Coast now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And with that, we are gonna kick this off real strong. With an announcement. I guess we'll make that announcement next week. We're working on some details, but we're thinking about doing a state tour. With King of the Couch, and we're talking around $15,000 in prize money. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're gonna go hard.
You can't be letting all the secrets out, man.
Nah,
but I'm telling you, anyway, shit, but I don't know.
Nah,
I don't know. We're going big this year.
And guys, with PS3 down there, Texas is going to come back with a vengeance, man. I'm telling you, man. Chris has been waiting for this for a while, man. So.
Yeah, it's been PS2 and PS3 down here for years. So now that the Mad Challenge is back on PS3, it should be some good stuff.
Well, that is great. I mean, this is great. And yeah, let's see what's in store for next week's announcement. But if it's anything like what we're hearing tonight, it's all good. It's all good stuff, Rod. That's great news. And Chris, man, glad you could. You know, hopefully this won't be the last time we have you come on the Madden Voice.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Rod. Well, we appreciate it, brother.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right.
You can just put me on mute for a second, whatever you have to do.
Okay. We'll do. All right.
Thanks, man.
All right. We're gonna put Rod on mute. I mean, guys, you're getting all the scoops on the Madden Voice, and I hope you guys are writing this down because I know your memories is a little slim there. But we're also gonna bring down gentleman I have yet to meet, but I guess I can call him. Co-worker now. he goes by the name, and get this, guys, everybody in the Madden community get a little chuckle out of this. His name is Dan Brown, but no relation, okay? Just happens to be the name is Dan Brown, but no relation. And Dan is on the line with us right now. Dan, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Thank you.
Good to have you on the show. And Dan is also an MLG zone ref. And Dan, tell us about your a little bit about who you are and your background in video gaming.
Well, my name is Dan Brown, like you said. As far as video games, I'm extremely into them, I guess you could say. I've been playing them since I was a little kid. And I've played pretty much every game on every console. I mean, I'm a huge gamer. I am horrible at Madden, though. I will have to say that. I guess that's why I'm going to be a referee and not a player. But
Whoa. I'm not horrible at Madden. This is Biz. I'm not horrible at Madden.
Well, I am. I am absolutely horrible. I mean, I've played it, and I cannot win for the life of it. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not my game. But I do enjoy watching it. And I'm really excited to see what's going to happen this season with MLG and EA and Madden. Just extremely excited about this.
Well, that's great. And you know, we're hoping that over the next few weeks that we can get all the zone reps just to come on, introduce themselves, say hi, and just share their excitement. I know we're excited. Dan and I exchanged some emails earlier today, so it was really great to connect with him. And it's really just a great time for the Madden tournament community, who for weeks and weeks just heard rumors about no Madden Challenge and what's going to happen, and then finally, you know, be told that MLG's taking it over and really just raising the bar to a whole new level. It's just great. It's just great for the Madden community. It's great for everyone associated with it. So Dan, now where what do you, you know, how did you get connected with MLG?
Ooh, definitely started with Halo. A buddy told me about a competitive Halo tournament, and I started checking it out on the internet and watching it. And I watched these guys play, and I really wanted to be good like them, so I just started hanging out on the website and watching it and just doing everything I could to get better, kind of thing. And ended up getting picked up to help them out with their forum staff. And after that, Clap had talked about needing some referees for Dallas for the EA Sports Challenge. And so I put my resume in, and I got the job.
Excellent.
Now I'll wait for Dallas.
Excellent. Well, that's great, Dan. You know, that's fantastic, and we're all looking forward to Dallas. And we also just heard the news. I think announced either yesterday or the day before about Anaheim in November. So that's great news as well. So, all right. Well, listen, Dan, I don't want to hold you. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to call into the show, and definitely want to bring you back before Dallas to talk a little bit more.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you, Dan.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. That was Dan Brown, no relation. And, you know, we thank him for coming on. He is an MLG zone ref and will be one of your zone refs out in the Dallas tournament for Madden. And we're hoping to have all the zone refs just come on and just say hi and between now and the time the tournament drops. So we're going to work on it. Can't guarantee it, but we're going to work on that. So big stuff. So a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I hope you guys are able to keep up with the number of announcements tonight right here on the Madden Voice. I actually had an inside tip on the KOTC thing, and originally it was going to be announced next week. And I think, you know, with Rod able to get Chris, we've never had Chris on before. Chris is kind of a behind-the-scenes guy and doesn't really come out for the spotlight much. And I think Rod, you know, made a judgment call. Hey, I got Chris. Let's do this now. I think it was a good decision because, you know, we want to show Chris what we're a part of and you know, how big this thing really is and have him see some things that Rod is doing with us. And so that's just great news. So you got Rod and A1 together in the West Coast, and it's just some big stuff going on. Let me see. I see a number here that I recognize. Let's see if we can get this gentleman on to give his thoughts. T-Boy, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to everything, man. Y'all having a great T-Boy. Show tonight, man. This is big, man. Wow.
Isn't it something, all the stuff that's going on? What are your thoughts, man? You are one of the Madden OGs, been around forever. What are your thoughts on all this great news coming out tonight?
Well, I think it's great unity, you know what I mean? That's what we always – and this is something that I always – when I got invited into the Madden community or when I got involved in it, it was about me because my kids beat everybody in our city. So I took my kids on the road to travel this tournament, and when I got involved in it, and I wanted to try to unite cities and be able to travel everywhere. When Madden Challenge was over, we would still have other cities to go through, and this is just beautiful, man. Congratulations to A1, big ups to LAV, you know what I mean, Rod, you know what I mean. That's big news, man. Way to expand your operation. You know what I mean? All across the country, like MLG. You're doing it big, man. That's what's up, man. That's fucking great.
Yeah, yeah, really.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just happy about that. You know what I mean? I'm
D-boy
like, man, that's just so cold. You know what I mean? Because Rob, you know, Rob told me, he said, man, I called him up. Because I always call, you know, when I talk to the guys, when we on the phone and we having those meetings and conference calls and stuff, I get attached to you guys, man. And I call just to see how somebody's doing. It don't got to be no business or nothing. Just, you know, hey, man, how you doing today, man? You okay? Everything all right? How you feeling? And Rob was beat down. And he said, I can hear it in his voice because we talk a lot. And he said, man, I'm so tired from all these deals I'm making and moves I'm making. You know what I mean? He was beat down. He was like, man, he was going 5-hour energy joints. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
Just staying up night and day, you know, just working on deals, man, and that's just huge that you're working it out, that you can just, you know, expand that thing all the way out to California like that, man, just go 3,000 miles away and be able to, you know, operate like that. That's hot.
Yeah, it is, and I think he couldn't have picked a better guy out there to connect with than A1. A1's passion is, you know, he's serious about the game. He's very business minded, as is Rod. So I think as a team, I think they'll make a really strong team. So I think, you know, if there was any perception that the West Coast tournament scene died down or wasn't what it used to be, if that was the perception, I don't think that's going to stay that way for long. Without a doubt. Yes, sir.
Yo, the boys are going to be crazy tomorrow with all this news being announced tonight. I swear it's going to be about 5 or 6 new threads with at least 50 to 100 posts in each of them. So the boys, look out for the boys tomorrow.
Hey, I'm going to quote my new friend, Yo Mama, congratulations. And I mean, by the way, I hope he doesn't think I'm playing. I really do sincerely. If you do get married, I mean congratulations, man. That's a big step. Wish you and your wife well. I mean, that's serious. I'm not, you know, that's real life, you know, and I'm dead serious. I wish him well with his bride. But I'm going to borrow a quote that he uses that I kind of like. He likes to say, hi, haters. And I'm going to borrow that quote and just say, hi, haters. I think the boy. But I'm honestly, to be real, I'm hoping that people are upbeat and positive about all these things that are going on. There's always, you know, when you get something, you always want something more, you know. And I just hope people sit back and just digest what we have learned in just the last 4 weeks. In the last 4 weeks, the Madden Voice has brought you, EA Sports has brought you the EA Sports Community Leaders Program with RAC, and we brought you all of the top tournament directors. We brought you Madden MLG, co-founder Sundance, brought you him, and also brought you news about what's going on out there, and all of the news is positive. There is nothing you can point to and say, oh, I can't believe this. It's all positive news. It's all about bringing everybody together. You know, I went on the other show last week because I was so amped about all the good news and spoke to them and said my piece, okay? That's how strong this is. So anybody who's going to sit there and try to find something negative, I mean, I guess you can if that's what you want to do, but you know what? Hey, save it. Get on this positive tip with the rest of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't think the boys was going to be flowing with negativity. They definitely got a lot to talk about, and I think it's going to be positive stuff going to flow over to the boys.
But you know, there's always. But you know, the reason I say that is, whenever you get guys that start talking positive, someone's got to jump in there and try to derail it. That's why I said that. I think you're right. I think that the bulk of it is going to be positive, but someone's going to jump in and try to derail it, and hopefully, you know, we won't see that tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we'll just see all positive, 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 positive. All right. Cornstar, you've been kind of quiet over there, man, my co-host. Jump on in here and give us some of your thoughts on all this news.
Well, I think it's pretty good news with the whole KOTC thing going to the West Coast and Cali. You know, I'm really excited that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that you guys, like, you know, yourself, Biz, and Body Storm and everyone else are being invited out to be MLG's on rest. It's really awesome. And I'm just really looking forward to what's going to happen. I think the bigger news, although A1 may not want me to touch on it, but the fact that, you know, I heard at least a little tidbit of it, I have to exploit it a little bit. I think the biggest news, though, is it sounds like they're having maybe like a KOTC statewide tour or whatever. They're doing something like that. We got a little sneak peek into a little bit of their plans, about $15,000 up to, you know, prizes you can win or whatever. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, how they're going to branch out, where they're going to, what's going to happen. And I think that's phenomenal. I'm really excited to hear, you know, next week if they announce that and, you know, all the details that come with it. I'm really, you know, looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing those details as well.
Right now, everyone's kind of sitting on their hands waiting for the next big news, and it just keeps coming every week. Every week there's something new to talk about every week. You know, the anticipation for the game becomes even more great. And every week, you know, it's just another week before the tournament scene begins, you know, it really kicks off and it's about to start really soon. And once it hits, it's going to be, you know, a full throttle type of situation. Everyone's going to be, you know, going hard, and there's going to be so much news to cover with all the events going on, man, like all the tournaments. It's going to be crazy.
I agree. Let me remind everybody, as we are right at 10:30. The show is scheduled to go to 11 o'clock, but as I tell everyone, if we run out of material, we will end the show on the spot because I'm not here to bore anybody. 347-838-9525. Yes, sir.
Speaking of which, I have my top five on a ready list I wanted to unveil.
Okay, good. We'll get to that momentarily. That's excellent. 347-838-9525. 347-838-9525. If you are interested in calling in and commenting on any of the news you heard tonight, or, you know, have a question or anything, just call us. You can catch me on AOL, Instant Messenger, and that's EAFL Commissioner. You can catch me there. Or you can actually send me a tweet, as they are called. And I just had someone did tweet me and pretty much backing up Curly Top and, Curly Top's comment. Someone co-signed on some of the stuff Curly Top was saying. So that's the only tweet I got. So anybody else you want to tweet, just go to Twitter and look up the Madden Voice, and I'll get it right away. So let's check the phones. I think we've got everybody covered on the phones. And all right, let's check the chat room out. Yo to the chat room. And everybody's well behaved. It's a very calm, well behaved night. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. All right. Well then, hey, let's move on to. Let me turn the show over to Cornstar as he avails his latest list. Cornstar, it's your show. Go ahead with it.
All right, yo. Basically, this week I decided to come up with a list that is pretty positive since everyone's upbeat lately. And so what I decided to do was compile up to me a top five underrated Madden ballers list. And these are guys who throughout the years have been really really good, and lately they haven't been getting much love or anything of the sort. And for reasons unknown, maybe it's because they're soft spoken or just underrated. Maybe like for instance, let's just jump right in. At number five, I have listed Big Bud. And the reason why I have Bud as a top five underrated player is because you don't really hear Bud being mentioned as a top baller in the nation, which I think is absurd. Bud kind of emerged, I guess you could say, technically this year, although he was always doing his thing on PlayStation 2. At 2008 Players Bowl, I know he made it to the Final Four on the PlayStation 2, and he made it to, I believe, the Final Four, or at least the Elite Eight on the Xbox 360. He ended up taking a city this year, and he also, went to the Final Four at the Madden Challenge Finals. And Bud actually beat me in Elite Eight in the Baltimore MC or whatever. And, Bud is a great player. I think he's a guy that's going to be here to stay for a really long time just because he has a pretty good Madden mind, and he has great, phenomenal stick work. And I think the reason why maybe he goes unmentioned and, stuff of that nature is because he's not really outspoken. He's not a guy who's going to get in your face or, he's not really a guy who self-promotes, I guess you could say. And he's one of the best in the business, and I'm not sure why he doesn't gain love as a top baller. Moving on to number four, we have Prodigy. And this is also a guy who's kind of soft-spoken. I think one of the main reasons why he is an underrated player, in the Madden community a little bit, is because not only is he soft-spoken, but the guy, after the Madden Challenge season is over, you really don't hear or see from him at all. Since I've been playing since 07. I know he's won an 07 challenge, I believe, in Green Bay. He won one in 08. He got to Elite Eight in the Madden Challenge Finals, losing to Problem. In 2009, he took another city and made it to the Final Four, I believe, losing to Captain. And he's just another guy who has won so much but really doesn't get quite the recognition he probably deserves when top players are mentioned. I don't know why. He's also been on Madden Nation. Prodigy's a great player. I hope he makes it out to more tournaments this year for his sake and for the community's sake, because I think it's always better when guys play throughout the whole year instead of just a part of the year, so we can really see what we can do, and that's why I think Prodigy's underrated. At number three, we have Steve-O. Now, I'm not sure why, but Steve-O lately has been kind of flying under the radar. I don't think he gets as much acknowledgement, obviously, as he deserves. He's a two-time Madden Challenge winner and a guy who has a great scheme, always on offense. He took 08. He took the Madden 08 season off. He won in 06 and 07. 2009, he made it to the Madden Challenge Finals. And he's just always consistent, always tough. I remember in 07, I believe he had one of the best offenses in the nation. He ran some shotgun two-back with Michael Vick, and people have heard before how he had probably the greatest play in Madden history in the Chicago Madden Challenge Final Four when he converted a two-point conversion, won the game, which had him dropping back about 20 yards, juking and, pump faking Michael Vick and getting people to miss, and eventually at the getting back to the three-yard line and juking out the defender for the game-winning score. And like I said, he's just a guy who's real humble, real real quiet or whatever about how good he is. And I think this year he's going to be back as a prominent player and maybe even more acknowledged as such. At number two, I have Squeeze, the EMB co-commish. And Squeeze is a guy who, if you don't know much about him, he works for VG Sports, and he's a guy who has been playing for a long time now. He's actually the reason I give Squeeze all the credit in the world is to my success, actually. He's a guy who always finds stuff on offense and on defense and doesn't ever get any kind of credit for it. I'm not sure why. He's one of the best offensive minds of the guys in the game. Man 07, he definitely had a top five offense with his spread set with the Indianapolis Colts. He won a KOTC event last year, beating a little man in the finals. And for a man who is a family man and you know, has a real life outside of Madden, like, the guy's just a great baller, and I pretty much attribute all my success to him, and I'm not sure why he doesn't get any more notoriety. And at number one, some people may disagree with me on this, but I think that Jet Steel is really underrated. I think Jet Steel is a top five player in the nation. Some people call him the worst player in G-Code. I really disagree with that. To me, Jet Steel is a guy, like, he's a three-time Madden Challenge winner. He has went to the finals at Players Bowl before to lose a problem in the Madden 07 season. And he's been on Madden Nation. He got to Elite Eight. And, hell, he played with Chuck Hollywood on his team, okay? So, I don't, you know. The man was pretty much Atlas in that situation, and he couldn't do so much. And, you know, the man is a really good player, like I said. He's kind of a loud guy. You always know when Jet Steel's in the room. But he's not the type of guy to talk about how good he is. You know, he's a capper or whatever, but you don't see him on the boards. You don't see him, you know, doing really anything else to kind of self-promote how good he is or talk about it, talk about himself. And for a guy who I think is top five in the nation, for him to not get really any acknowledgement or you know, talked about by anyone else, really, I think it's kind of funny to me just because the guy's always so good and so consistent. And this was a little-known fact that not many people know. In Madden 07, when House Shoe and Secret were winning all the tournaments with the New England offense with Michael Vick, Jet Steel was actually the guy who came up with that offense. Before Jet Steel had come up with that offense, Secret and House Shoe were running some Oakland offense. It was pretty bland, pretty basic. But you know, Jet Steel came out with that blueprint for probably the best offense in Madden 07. And, you know, he won a challenge last year. And like I said, he's one of the best there is. He's a great offensive-minded guy. He has great stick control. And to me, he's the number one underrated player in the nation because I think he's overall a top five player in the nation. And that is my list.
Wow. Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, not changing the subject, but keeping your list in mind and going to some of the topics we had today. If you were, now let me start off by saying you can't choose yourself. Okay, so we're going to make this even harder on you. You can't pick Cornstar or K-Star. Four people that you would say, based on your knowledge of Madden 09 and what went on in Madden 09, and let's just say Sundance, who was on our show last week, calls you and says, man, K-Star, you know, we saw you on Madden Nation, we saw you here, you know, we hear you on the Madden Voice. Hey, we want your opinion. Give us four guys that you think should be invited to Dallas. And it can't be you. We know your credentials, but we're not asking you to plump, you know, plug yourself. Give us four guys that you think have to be invited to Dallas. Your opinion.
All right, did you want me to base this just on Madden 09 or Madden in general, who I think should be invited?
Well, whatever you want to base it on. If you were asked, here's your chance to put out your four guys that you think should be invited to Dallas.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can do that. I would say, first and foremost, I think Big Gene has to be invited. I don't think that's even a question. He, to me, is the greatest Madden player ever. You're talking about a guy who has the best offensive mind I've ever seen. I've had the privilege to actually lab with him and you know, take some of his techniques from Madden Nation and apply it to my own game. And, you know, he has to be on that list. He's the best of all time. He's won, I think, five Madden Challenges. He's won a Madden Challenge Championship. He's been in the finals of another one. And he's going to do a lot of damage this year, just judging out the demo and the way the game plays. He's going to have a crazy offense. So he's got to be there. I think Seeker has to be invited. He also kind of down here in 09. He didn't really play. And, you know, the game was kind of dumbed down. I don't really think that's a good excuse to not play, but I think you had to invite him anyway. He's kind of like a Madden icon, I guess you would say, with the commercials and, you know, his dominance of Madden Nation Season 2 and his overall as a Madden player. He's always been great. And, you know, I think you have to invite him. Obviously, you have to invite Problem. That's not even a question. He's in the conversation one of the best Madden players ever. I only need to go through his credentials. Everyone knows him anyway. He's won, like, everything possible known to man. So he's got to be invited. Number four, you know, that's tough. I think it gets a little tough from here because you have guys like Dynasty who you know, Dynasty dominated last year. So I guess you kind of have to put them in that list. But there's guys who probably have better overall three-year span than Dynasty. But I guess just because of his dominance on 9, you got to put Dynasty on that list. And I would say last. But not
that's
least,
four.
Oh. Yeah,
four.
Don't want me to
that's
in five. Okay.
That's four. No. And one of the reasons I did this, in case my friends at MLG are listening, not to put them on the spot. We will respect whoever they decide, whoever they invite. But one of the reasons I did this is, you know, K-Star certainly being one of the top players in the country and has his ear on the ground, knows all these guys. You heard him struggle with coming up with four names. And my point here is no matter whether you say 4, 8, 12, 60, there's always going to be a debate on those last several names. And so I just hope that when these things get announced that people realize how hard it is going to be. You know, because, see, now, from where I was sitting, the first name that came to my mind was Dynasty, simply because of his 09 dominance. Runner-up on Madden Nation, winner of Turks. And so he was the first one that came to my mind. My opinion, just my opinion. And so, you know, depending on the decision-making process here, it's going to be real difficult. You know, Cornstar, you had a great year last year. So, you know, would your name, if I didn't put that restriction in, now does your name get on that list in place of maybe, I don't know, a Problem or a Secret who did not have as good of a year last year? You know, there's so much debate on who those names could and should be. I just hope people, no matter who gets selected, I hope that people are just happy that this is even happening and that MLG is at least aware enough to say, okay, we are going to invite four or eight, whatever their number is. That, to me, is my point. I just hope people are tolerant of that process and support the guys that get asked to go instead of, oh, why'd that guy get asked to go, you know?
Yo, I got to be honest, I'm going to be a little bitter if I don't get an invite just because, you know, pride takes place and I've been the top, in my opinion, five player the past 3 years. But I got to agree, though. Like, I think that at the end of the day, whoever does get invited should be applauded and not really criticized because it's a great thing. And, you know, sometimes someone's going to be left out. Maybe they shouldn't be. Maybe, you know, in obviously other people's mind, they should be. But I agree that we should kind of, you know, instead of criticize and nitpick, we should probably just, you know, applaud and say, hey, you know, do your thing out there and you know, just do the best you can. And we're looking forward to more people being invited or, you know, whatever. Like, I think we should probably support it. But as you said, you know, it was hard for me to come up with the top five or top four or whatever for who should be invited. So the pecking order, as you can imagine, from the top four on, like, I mean, who knows, like, who's going to be on that list, who's not. Like I said, honestly, I'll be very, very pissed off if I'm not invited, but I love you, MLG, anyway. I'm not sure what's going to happen, just for the record.
See,
but,
I got it. K-Star, I got it. Now you got to come over to the corporate world now, okay?
Exactly.
I got to bring you to the corporite world because, see, in the corporate world, that's not how you do it. You know, what you do is you take the high road and you say, you don't even say that you say, you know what, I trust that MLG will make an informed selection of ballers, and I have faith in their decision, and I will sit patiently and await, you know, their final list. And see, that's what you do. And then you sit back and they go, wow, this K-Star guy, man, you know, not only is he a good player, but, you know, we like him. See,
standard
corporate,
guy.
You know, corporate. I got to teach you that
corporate.
No, I
understand. Like the players at the end of the day, you know, we are who we are, you know, the Madden players, you know, we got pride or whatever. And like I said, I'm sure MLG will make the best selections, you know, but I'm just saying people's pride, no matter what, will always get in the way of what happens. But like I said, at the end of the day, we should kind of applaud the that there is even going to be a list of people who are invited. I think that's awesome that they're even doing that. It never has that happened before for Madden challenges or anything like that. I think that's phenomenal that people are even getting the chance to be invited out there to, you know, get a chance for you know, some of that money and for the bigger stage that is the Super Bowl in Miami. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking with one of my buddies today who actually he insures, you know, he owns an insurance company and he insures big events. Charlie Mack in Philly had a party this past weekend, and my buddy insured that party and stuff. So he insures those kind of events. And we were talking about the whole MLG thing, and he said, you know, explain to me the difference between MLG and how they're going to do it, and EA Sports and what they did. And I says, well, the best analogy that I can give you is a wrestling analogy. You know, you had ECW in the bingo halls. And then you had WWE in stadiums with pyro, you know, electronics and fireworks and Titantrons, and it was just a huge production. And you go to a WWE live event, and it's like, wow. You go to the old ECW event, and it's like, oh, okay. And nothing against what was done in the past, but I think, you know, and I think Bobby touched on this, and I think other people have touched on this, is you know, when you guys do go out and travel to the MLG tournaments and you see what they do, and I haven't gone to one yet, but I've went online and read up and saw pictures and video and stuff, and man, it is, they know what they're doing. I mean, they know what they are bringing true quality production to the Madden community with their event, and I mean, you guys are going to get so amped and so excited to even, you know, have a chance to be a part of this. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right.
To go out to one of those events. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
All right, let's just check around and see before we start winding down the show. Let's go into the chat room and say hello to everybody out there in the chat room. And, yes, some real interesting conversations going on in the chat room. All right, guys. We're going to leave y'all alone because y'all are going down some interesting roads there in the chat room. Okay. Let's see. No callers on hold. Let's check Twitter. Twitter's looking good. Nothing happening over there. Hey, just got an email from Dan, who was just on the show, thanking. I said he was extremely impressed with the welcoming attitude, and he's very excited. And, you know, he said he uses the analogy of a five-year-old on Christmas Day, and I think that's how we all feel. So thank you, Dan, for that email. We appreciate that here on the Madden Voice, and so glad that you found a few minutes to call in, and you know, hopefully we'll get some of the other zone reps to call in, and as well as some of the top management over at MLG, we can get them to call in as things are being released and come on the show and talk a little bit more in detail about some stuff. So great stuff, great news. Okay. Let's see. Biz, you're still on?
Yeah, I'm still on. It started raining outside, so I'm in the house now, and you know my service is horrible.
But okay, well, Eddie.
Great show. Great show, and good top five, though, K-Star. You're good at that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was a good list, man. They should post that on the Man Lab and see what kind of feedback you get on it on TML. I think it'll be interesting. I know Steve-O was in the chat room blushing, so that was good. although I want to actually see him blush. That's what I want to see. So, all right. Well, Biz, appreciate the support. Appreciate you coming on to the show, and we will be talking to you soon.
For being on, Biz.
All right. That was Biz. All right. All right. K-Star, going to wrap up now. Any last words from you, my co-host? Anything they can look forward to? Anything next week that you plan to talk about? Or
Hopefully by next week I'll have the game. Stay tuned.
Wow. Well, you know, don't forget about your co-host over here, man. You know, you got to like that, man. You know, put it out there, man. Anybody can get their hands on an early copy. Went through this last year, too,
And I had a lot of offers, but nothing panned out. Every time someone, they said, okay, I'll get you one. Okay, I'll get you one. And it fell through. So I'm back again this year. Anybody can get their hands on an early copy, let Commissioner T know. I'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. All right. Well, K-Star, great job as always. And we will see you back here, same bat time, same bat channel next week.
All right, man. I'm good.
All right. Thanks. All right, let's catch A1 real quick and see if he's even there. I want to say one last word. Gambling and all that stuff. A1, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Any final words from you?
Your last comment you made, I'm just going to say I got you.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I got you because I have mine Friday. Check. I'm up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be, you know, I got your number. I'll be calling you.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate that. All right. A1. Well, thanks for everything. And like I said, I'll be calling you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hit me up anyway, man. We're going to talk about some other stuff, too.
Okay, definitely. All right, man. Take care, A1. All right. All right. Now, before I actually sign off the show, I do want to cover a few EAFL topics. And first thing is player of the year or end of the year awards. We will do the end of the year awards next week for the EAFL. I want to ask everybody. The thread is still up. There were the beginning categories. We had a lot of votes, and in the last several categories, we only had a few votes. If people in the EAFL can go back to that thread and please participate in the player of the year, awards for the EAFL, that would be marvelous. We would appreciate that. Okay, so go back and cast your votes for the categories that were chosen. We'd appreciate it. Okay. So as far as the EAFL goes, there's a lot of questions about what are we going to do. And I did put up a post talking about we there are just so many things going on, guys, that I can't get into everything, but there's a lot of things going on. But just the highlights, we told you last year, and we meant it, we will definitely be having a money league, no doubt about it. We are working out the details as we speak, so stay tuned. But the EAFL will have a very competitive money league. And just get ready because it's coming. It's going to come right after the game drops. We're not waiting. The other thing that we are working on with the Federation is determining what to do with both of our leagues, and is there a need for both of our leagues to be sanctioned or not? We're gonna work on that. So stay tuned for information on that. We are charging a membership fee now, as everybody has heard. If you are in the EAFL and have not paid the fee, your time is very limited. You're running out of time to pay the membership fee. It is not a lot of money. Full information can be found on the forums. So, and it covers you. It's a one-shot fee, and it covers you for the whole year. This is not a recurring fee. So make sure you check that out, okay? And just kind of the last thing I just, wanted to comment on was, the whole issue with business decisions that the EAFL make and who is the EAFL accountable to. Now, here's a little history for all of you out there that are wondering, what am I talking about? Some of you, tune in and want to hear about the Madden community, the tournament community, the Madden Federation, MLG. We've certainly given you all of that. But this whole thing with the Madden Voice started from a league, the largest online organization around for Madden. There is no one out there that's running more leagues than we are currently. And if they are, give me a call because I want to see what you're doing because I want to steal from you. But we are running 9 leagues as we speak, and that number could very well grow. So that's what we've done, EAFL, and we do it very, very well. We started the show to kind of talk a little bit about what the league was going, and it kind of took off and took a mind of its own. And now we have all kinds of Madden information for you, and we appreciate that. But when it comes to the league, the commissioners of the EAFL run the EAFL, and that is led by myself, but we have about 7 or 8 other guys that are involved in mostly every decision that is made. And we are not properties of
you know, the ballers. You know, the league is run by myself with the commissioners. And we try very hard to do what is necessary to keep the league successful. You're not always going to agree. You're not always going to understand. But, you know, if you want to be in the league and be happy, then, you know, understand that sometimes you may not get the answer you want. And I just want to just tell all the people out there that question the decisions that I make or that we make. It's okay to question, but sometimes how you question isn't helpful. So I want people to think about that. And just, you know, if you want some respect, show us a little bit of respect. We have a lot of loyal guys in the AFL, and I think that everybody who knows the AFL will attest to the fact that we've got some loyal guys. And you know what? You wouldn't want it any other way, would you? I mean, isn't that way it's supposed to be? So that's all I'm going to say on that topic for now. I've beaten it up enough for tonight. I want to thank everybody that came on the show tonight. Bobby Storm, appreciate his time. Top, Curly Top, as we know him, Top Terrific, came on the show. Reality, representing the West Coast, came on the show. Appreciate that. A1, NJ Rod, LAB Productions, all came on the show. Appreciate that. My new coworker, Dan Brown, no relation, MLG Zone Ref, came on the show, and we appreciate that. I'm not sure if I missed anybody. I think I got everybody that came on the show tonight. If I forgot you or I missed you, please forgive me. It was not intentional, but we appreciate everybody's support. You know, you have made the Madden Voice the most popular Madden show, the most popular show on video gaming, hands down. And while I continue to say this is not a contest, it does feel good to know that so many people support the show, and we appreciate it. And if anyone has any ideas on what we can do to make the show better, just shoot me a message, send it to the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. If you send a joke, I'm just going to delete it, so don't even bother. But if you have any serious thoughts on how we can make things get better, I appreciate it. It would be great for you to send that information to the Madden Voice, and we will certainly review it. Next week, there will be more big announcements from KOTC, and let's hope to see if what's going to be the latest on MLG and EA Sports. You know where to go to get the latest breaking news on the tournament community, to get the latest breaking news on what's going on with Madden. Tune in right here to the Madden Voice, okay? I want to thank everybody for your support. We appreciate it. And just remember, as I always say, join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled, on the field.